I am peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am peace. I am peace is a subject that I like and I often speak about. I like it because what it does, it brings a certain amount of peace to anyone who has any circumstance that might cause them to be unhappy or cause them to be upset or cause them to in any way experience something that is distracting from their own inner being. No matter what it is that we face, no matter what type of circumstances we face, when we can say, I am peace, it seems as though all the world just is in order. All things just seem to fall right into place, and whatever was a problem before no longer is a problem. Now everything is in peace. I often use my pet Rex as an example, but when I pet Rex, I just feel a certain peace because he just sort of stretches out and says, oh, that feels so good. That feels so nice. That feels so wonderful. He says, thank you very much. He said, I like you. Oh, you are a good person to have in my life. You just know that it makes me feel so good when you give me a rub down like that. Well, why is it that we are so late to find out that that's what we like too? We don't need another person to do this, although another person is just fine too. We do this for ourselves. We rub ourselves down with wonderful words, with wonderful thoughts, and sometimes with our own hands we gently caress our body. These wonderful things stimulate the peace of our consciousness. They stimulate the peace of our attitude for ourselves and our world, and we just feel a magnificence within us that's unbelievable. And yet, we so seldom do it. Now, why is it that we so seldom do it? Why is it that we are so rushed, so busy, so focused on so many other things that we do not give that aspect of our life that's so important to us, the aspect of peace, an opportunity to be peace in us? It's not difficult to do, and it is certainly rewarding, and you'd think that that'd be something we'd like to do more than anything in the world. But for some reason or other, we have been taught that to touch our bodies is bad, to caress our bodies is bad. That's playing with yourself and so forth. Well, there are aspects of it that can be distracting, but the main thing is your whole body is a temple of the living self, the living God, the living divinity that you are. And if you could think of it this way, it might put a little different complexion on it for you. You live in the temple of your living spirit. You live in the temple of your living spirit. Now, temple usually means building or structure. And so, if we live in the structure of our eternal spiritual being, it would certainly behoove us to keep that structure in good repair. And to keep the structure in good repair means that we give it a little bit of individualized attention. So we take our dust cloth and we dust the temple, we polish it, we respect it, we take the icons in our temple, our heart and our liver and our lungs and all those things that we choose to have that are operating functionally well in our temple, and we bless them with our words, and we bless them with the foods that we think are healthful and proper for them. We see the exercise that they recommend for the feet and the toes. They say every night take a few minutes and pick up a marble with your toes and wiggle your toes around and stretch your toes out. Let your toes feel just fine because that's an extension of your entire body. Do you ever take your fingers and stretch them out and just stretch your fingers from tip to toe? Well, your toes want to do that too. And you take your hand and you just wiggle your hand and you twist it around and move it and sort of massage it by itself as you move the muscles within the hand itself. Now, the toes and the foot likes that too. Well, so does the leg. So does the calf. So do the arms. So does the torso. You get up in the morning and you stretch straight up and you twist to the right and the left and you swing around and your body just says, well, good morning, good morning, good morning, sleepyhead. And our bodies can stay relaxed and sleepy if we wish, or we can get a little life into our body by just sort of stretching a little bit, twisting and turning and saying, I like you, I like you, I like me, I like me, I like me. And say that, you know, so often, that this temple knows that it's working for a good organization. It's working for a good organization, which is your spiritual self. And as you do that, and as you are at peace with yourself, this temple functions harmoniously, beautifully, and wonderfully. The temple needs to know that you like it, because you oftentimes say, oh, that stomach ache, oh, that headache, oh, this, oh, that, you know. And have you ever said, oh, I love my head, oh, I love my tummy, oh, and speak about your body? Have you ever done a peaceful run through for your body and say, oh, it is so wonderful, so good, so beautiful? Have you done that? When you do that, oh, you feel so peaceful, you feel so good, you feel so right. Everything is in divine order. And you know, that's what life is really all about. Everything is in divine order. I do that for myself as often as I can, as often as I think of it. I probably should even think of it more often, but I do it as often as I do. When we start practicing doing it as often as we possibly can, the results we get are absolutely fantastic. And the body that we have is grand. And the attitude we have toward ourselves and life is wonderful, wonderful peace. Play the game and enjoy the benefit. I love you. I love you. I love you.